Hello and welcome to the Smart Women in Business podcast. I'm your host, Jay Mackay. Earlier this year, I spoke with Maya Gaddy, business coach and mentor, about her amazing entrepreneurial journey that has meant she has built a successful business over the last 9 years. This was recorded earlier in the year and I delayed publishing it because of COVID. I wanted to be sensitive to the time that we're in and to the suffering that is going on in the world. But I think the time has come to publish this blog. So to find the show notes for this episode, head to my website, jmackaycommunications.com.au/blog. Hello and welcome to the Smart Women in Business vlog and podcast. Today I'm talking to Maya Gaddy. Maya is a business coach and mentor for full-time coaches who are ready to create the ultimate client experience for their clients. Maya has helped over 300 coaches create purposeful and profitable signature programs online. Nowadays, she works with her clients to easily and successfully fine-tune their onboarding and off-boarding processes so that they are no longer the bottleneck in their business. Maya has been featured on Being Boss, Profit First, and in Marie Forleo's B School. Welcome, Maya. Yay.
Thank you. Yay. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
I'm really excited. It's great. I love, love, love doing these chats because I can talk to people all over the world who are now even more connected, I think, than ever. It's even more important. So tell me, please, about your business journey and how you got to where you are today, because you've been in a business a long time.
Yeah, this is year 9.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be where I am in year 9 and the clarity and focus and the clients. And but to give you a brief background, I started in 2011 and I started out with consulting for Silicon Beach, Silicon Valley companies. The tech end of their business. I was doing some online teaching and some speaking around that time as well, kind of hobbled together some stuff. And then I started to look at online courses. That's where I really wanted to work. Also really wanted to support women in business, women coaches, women entrepreneurs. And so I did This Is How to Tech, which was my first online course to help women get really clear about what tech they wanted to use in their business. And then I went into Launch Your Class, which was kind of a spinoff of This Is How to Tech that really focused on what it sounds like, launching their class, plan, build, and launch their online class. And then from that, I decided to take that program out of the box, so to speak, because that program was completely evergreen. I had live calls, but you could go in and take the course anytime. But I turned that into Concept to Cash Flow, which was completely live. They would come over the course of a weekend and create the content for their program and then follow up for 6 weeks and really finish planning, building, or launching or relaunching it if they already had a program. And now it's fully vetted. So fully vetted is all about making sure my clients can onboard and offboard their clients and make sure their clients have an amazing experience from A to Z. Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, another woman in tech. Yay, go us. I love tech.
Yeah,
there's definitely. There's girl geeks over here who are amazing. But tech is becoming more and more crucial, especially now we're all moving to working from home. Getting our heads around tech and doing all of that stuff is so important. And onboarding and offboarding process is... if you haven't been in business for a long time, getting those things streamlined and documented and into a process can save so much time. I mean, you know, it's just, you want to be spending your time doing the stuff that you find fun.
Yeah.
Not working out what you're going to do with your clients and how you're going to work with them. So what were the signs as you've gone through this evolution that it was time to change in your business? I know they can be extrinsic and intrinsic things that happen along the way.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say I'm really, in every year in business, I'm really responding to what my clients want, what they need, and what I'm most passionate about. So, and also, of course, what is viable, what they're going to pay for. So it has to be a combination of all of those things to really make a go of it. And I think in the beginning, I really was extremely excited just about the tech pieces and tools, and I still am. Definitely still am. But that was also where my expertise lied, And so now it's really evolved over these years to work with so many women to help them launch their program or relaunch, restructure, those kinds of things. And so Fully Vetted feels like a combination of all the things I enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
Over the years.
You gotta love it. And I work with clients every day and they're like, oh, this is who I work with. And I'm like, are they the people you want to work with? And they're the people that are going to pay for the thing that you love to do. And that's where I think oftentimes from startup to I'm in year 11 of my business, that's the thing that really gets you going through that real evolution to that place of joy in your work, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think at each phase, there was certainly joy and evolution and progress. But now, of course, this feels like the most aligned and exciting part.
Yeah. Alignment is important. And I think that when you're working with people who you love to work with and you love what you're doing with them and then they value you, that's where that really special happy and excitement comes from. So yay, congrats.
Yeah.
That's exciting because so many women, and that's the point of this podcast, is to tell people that you might be in year one or two, but you can get here. You've just gotta keep going and you'll never work a day in your life again, as they say. That were true at the moment. So yeah, how do you manage your life as an entrepreneur? Obviously you've traveled recently. Monica is from California and is currently in Dallas.
I think the way that I manage it is I always have a plan and I look at it at a kind of like every 90 days. So I have a general overall, like, this is what I want to accomplish for the year, here are the big picture goals. But I really do some detailed planning every quarter. Look at the budget, look at what the objectives are, look at projections, look at the actual task. What am I outsourcing? What am I sharing with my assistant? What am I doing? All of those things. I like to have a lot of space in the afternoons, so allowing for that. My mornings are pretty regimented, but that's also the time that I know I'm going to get the most done.
Yeah, so, 100%. Yeah. After lunch, I'm like, nap, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe create some content, do a little bit.
Do some crazy stuff.
Down.
Yeah. I always start the day with the hard stuff and finish the day with the fun stuff, which for me is web design. I'm like, if you just get through this hard stuff, you're allowed to do web design as your little reward in the afternoon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But you can't push. Content. You can't push all the time.
Yeah, you have to have balance, but also I think clarity in what you are trying to achieve and know yourself enough to say, I'm going to put these tasks in this particular order.
Eat the frog. Eat the frog first. And knowing you can't go into working for yourself as if it were a job, like in an office where I've got to do this. You just got to get creative with yourself and how you work and do that for you, which can be a transition, especially shout out to all the people who are working from home at the moment. And it's a big transition. So how do you think going forward, what is it, the 19th of March, 2020, going forward with the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, how is that going to affect you, the way you work and your clients?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. So every month, twice a month, I have a community call for all my clients, coaching, co-working, and connection. Last week, we had a call that ended up being not 100% centered around the coronavirus, but a good chunk of that, we talked about what's next. What are we thinking? What's going on? And I think some of the biggest takeaways for my clients were thinking about what their clients are thinking, really putting themselves in their client's shoes, figuring out what's next, certainly postponing or canceling in-person events, figuring out what that looks like and how they want to serve their clients, diversifying and what's really going to work well for their business. And I think a lot of that is essentially bringing what they do offline online.
Yeah.
And what does that look like in that way? So yeah, I think those are the things. I think for me, it's similar. Definitely diversifying in terms of not doing a whole lot of in-person networking.
Zero.
Zero right now, exactly. Yeah. And so where most of my business is online anyway, if I'm in a different city, I might pop in and go, oh, let me look at what events are happening, you know, that kind of thing. So now it's like, let me look online in that way. And I think also the main thing that's changing for my business is really kind of going back to the format that I was doing with my previous program. Not going back to that program necessarily, going, oh, all of that was completely virtual. I had a live virtual event pretty much every quarter. So let's just do that and have a lot of fun with it and do this program in that way. So that's exciting.
I think there's huge opportunities for us who are set up to work online to help other people navigate this transition that they're going to go through. And it's like, you know what? It turns out all those meetings could have been emails or conversations. Yeah. And like a friend of mine said, what's Zoom the other day? I'm like, dude, Zoom, come on. I'll show you how. Yeah. Zoom is where it's at. Yeah. You can do everything, every meeting you'd normally have, you can do on Zoom. So, and that's just one of the tools. So what are the other tools that you do use to keep your business being super productive?
Yeah, so for a full list, it is totally free. It's on my website, mayagaddy.com /checklist.
I will add it to the links.
Yeah, perfect. It's literally the virtual Rolodex that I typically give my clients when they sign up. It's the full list of all the tools I use, contractors, tech resources, software, all of those things. I would say outside of that list, the comprehensive list of that, Zoom, obviously, ActiveCampaign all the time, Google Analytics. I feel like I'm going to miss something because that list is pretty long, but those are the main ones that are kind of like an everyday sort of thing, I suppose. Yeah.
What's your favorite project planning tool? I know a lot of people have this controversial, but, and communication with team members.
I have tried a ton of them. And so we kind of go back and forth between Google Drive and Monday.com. Those are my two. Yeah.
Google Drive.
And I live how my brain works.
Yeah. I live in G Suite, but I love Airtable. If you haven't given it a go, I do plug it regularly. I'd get no kickbacks from that, but that is the way my brain works. Because you can have the Kanban layout and it's like a mega color coded spreadsheet, which just brings me joy. Back to the geek life. I didn't choose the geek life, it chose me. So we're comfortable with it.
Definitely.
One of the things that affects every single entrepreneur I've ever known is imposter syndrome. So what are your methods to overcome this and how do you respond to the bad days in business?
Let's see. I have a whole lot of bad days, but I think I have bad moments, maybe bad hours. And so I think what I really try to do is come back to myself, I guess, and reassess. And what that looks like in real time is maybe take a walk or do a meditation. And then really think about, okay, so if this particular thing happened, let's say someone made an off comment on a post or something. This actually hasn't happened in a while, but this is an example. Someone made an off comment. And most of the time it's not, or at least in my experience, it hasn't been like a horrible comment. It's just slightly off, or someone who is not necessarily in the industry who doesn't understand that kind of thing. Then I say, and it kind of bothered me or kind of, you know, dug in and I said, you know, kind of, I got to thinking about it a little too much, overthinking it. Then what I would do is say, okay, Maya, that's fine. Go ahead and process that thought, finish with that thought, come back, center, meditate, or go for a walk if you need to, and then put it into perspective.
Yeah.
Like, what does that really mean? Is there something that you can take away from that situation or from that comment or from that thing that happened? And is there a part that you are very strong in your voice and what you think about it? So I think you have an opportunity sometimes to write, to do a video, or just simply process it and say, the next time that happens, I can do this. And right now in this moment, I can do this with this particular thing.
Yeah. And it's, for me, it is that, you know, when you're managing and you're dealing with a lot of people on social, you do encounter the bad guys. and bad gals.
And
it is just part of the job. But, you know, obviously being a coach as you are, you probably have a whole lot of tools to try and overcome that, which other people wouldn't necessarily have. So it's good to do that introspective and not be reactive. Never be reactive. Don't feed the trolls, you know, and come and try and look at it from their perspective and see if they actually understand what you're talking about, or they're just coming from it at it from a not an ignorant point of view, but a lesser understanding point of view. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what's informed their opinion, or they're just out having a bad day, and let them have a bad day.
Definitely.
And that's one of the things I teach my clients, is going, you know, you are going to encounter this stuff online, especially working as we are, you and I are the faces of our business.
Yeah.
There's always going to be haters. Haters going to hate.
Always.
Always. Even poor old Tay-Tay. I live with a 9-year-old girl, so my daughter is quite obsessed. So, hey, and I think that messaging is, you know, you've got to see it. And the same goes with criticism in your work. It's not necessarily about, it's not you, you know, when you're getting feedback from clients, it's not about you. It's not, they're not attacking you personally. They just don't like the way you've done something, especially in creative, which coaching is creative. You know, you've got to think on your feet and be responsive and, you know, come at things from different points of view and angles. So that's where you get creative. So,
yeah, agreed.
That
could
be really, you know, when you helping clients, because you help clients essentially transform.
And that can get, you know, within transformation, there's always an opportunity to evaluate, to reevaluate, and to really look at what the next phase is for that person. And that's not always easy.
No, it's not. Right? Transformation is hard.
So being really clear on where they are and being able to center, come back to self each day, each week, and know, be able to evaluate what that progress was, in addition to what do I need to change here, right?
Yeah.
What do I need to change about what I'm doing and how I'm responding, those kinds of things, for sure.
Yeah, that reflection, like, don't go too far back, but so often we just push forward, push forward, push forward. And, you know, if you'd told me 2 years ago I'd be where I am now, 10 years ago where I'd be, or 9, you know,
yeah,
you got to do have that reflection in there and give yourself snaps, you know, you've done this. And part of the what you and I go through with our clients is going through that transformation. Our brains are trying to keep us safe, and change is a challenge, and change is hard, and change is difficult. But once you've come out the other side, that's the new normal, you know, and it won't feel scary.
Yeah.
So
we're all going to go through a lot of change now, right? So
figuring
out what our new normals look like, and really feeling into that and being clear about that and exactly how we want it to go, given what we have, which is hard, but also an opportunity for us to think about what we want next, what we want to see, what's our vision.
And what's important.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people are going to come out of this going, okay, well, what's important in my life?
Yeah.
So how are you assisting your clients, you know, through that, this challenge? You know,
I would say a lot of what I do with my clients in general, but also especially during this time, is ask really good questions. And truly say, get them really clear on what it is that they want, and then have them focus down and say, you're saying you want this, but you're doing this, or you're doing all of these things, or you're still attempting to kind of live in this past normal. Mm. Now we're in this new normal. So let's map out what that looks like and map out exactly what the tasks are, and see when you, especially when you think about your onboarding, offboarding process, what does that look like? And a lot of times it's a lot simpler than they might allow for. It's just being thoughtful and clear and over communicating and really letting their clients know about what's next and how they're doing things. So,
I think we've come into, or we're going into, a time where people are going to care more. They're going to communicate more. And we've built sophisticated systems in our business, but really we're in human to human business, and it all comes back down to communication. And yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of clarity around that now.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a positive.
Yeah, I've been focusing on the positives. The positives are, you know, people will see that they don't need to live with all these things, you know, yeah. as long as their people are safe and they have these meaningful relationships. I think that's what's going to come out of this. So yeah. I'm hoping anyway, and a reduction in pollution, but we won't go into that.
No deeper connection, right? Yeah. That's one of the things for sure. And I think just, you know, if you're one of the people who's been in online business or even just doing something alternative to the typical lifestyle, and you've seen something in a friend or a loved one and said, you know, I really wish you would consider this, or maybe you should think about this, or you could work from home on Fridays, that kind of thing. The conversation and the opportunities are just going to come. Things are going to flow a little bit better in that area, I think.
Yeah, and I think that all of us who have been doing it for a while can gather our resources that, you know, we've all been developing content for so long. Like for me, it's marketing, you know, and the resources you have about process and connection, and we can put all that out there now, and there'll be people that really, really do need that. It's not putting content out for the sake of putting content out anymore. It's, hey, I know you might have not been really thinking about online business, but now you're in a position where you have to do it.
Yeah.
Take this, it will help. And if you need something, ask. So
definitely. Yeah. If you need a tool, just ask. Someone knows. They can point you in the right direction.
There's always someone who knows. And join those online communities that have been around for ages and are a wealth of knowledge. So hit up people like Mara and I, because we will help you. That comes down to, how do you, in new normal and old normal, maintain your sense of community in this big old world of ours?
Yeah, so I think I'm lucky in that, like you, with the online business portion, I'm used to having conversations with peers. I have some standing conversations on Zoom that happen quarterly. I have my community calls that happen. I have one-to-one calls, again, on, there's a lot of Zoom happening.
There's a lot of Zoom.
With clients. And I think even some of the things, like there's a few people here that I would have typically gone out to dinner with, or just in general, I know that'll happen a few times throughout the year, and I've already suggested, oh, we could have a happy hour together over Zoom. We could have a dinner together over Zoom, those kinds of things, right? So really kind of, I guess, thoughtfully thinking about, and probably based on what you would typically do with that person, how could I translate it?
But can I do that online? Yeah. I'm like, let's all, because it's my birthday coming up, my 40th. And let's all have a party, and we can all just FaceTime in a circle of iPads.
Until later. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's just ride this wave. And I think also for us as people who do live online, it's up to us then to teach the people who may be feeling really isolated all of a sudden because they're used to being in an office block or a building with 50 other people, to go, hey, how are you feeling? Check in. Do you want to have a 5-minute chat? And that can transform someone's day, you know? So I think it's up to us. Lead the way, Maya.
Definitely. I would even say, as a side note, outside of business, for my friends who don't have online businesses, I've already had more conversations.
Yeah.
On the phone. How you doing? Everything's good. You know, having more of a chit chat versus having it a couple times a year.
Or having a WhatsApp chat. You know, let's get on Zoom. And I have a group of like an online mothers group. And it's like, we can have Zoom conversations. And it's like, let's do that. Like, let's actually plan that instead of just living on Facebook. Let's see each other's faces and hear each other's voices and talk things out together. And I think it will really, as you said, create deeper connections for people. It's going to be wild.
Definitely. It's going to be interesting, but good. Really good that we are at a point where we have this opportunity. Internet speed for most is easy and connecting, and you can get on Zoom, you can get on Facebook or WhatsApp and all of those things.
I'm just glad I signed up to high speed unlimited internet just last month. Because we finally have it where I live in the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
So what is your why? What keeps you motivated in your your business and your life? You're talking broader now.
Yeah, I would say two things. So I really absolutely love to work with women coaches and entrepreneurs to share their voice, not just what they've learned and not just their experience and expertise, but to really share their largest voice in terms of what they actually want to share with their clients, what they actually want to share in their industry. I find so many times women that I've worked with, sometimes 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they've been in business and they, you know, they have their thing down, they have the things they do that work, but they have this message, this calling that they really want to get out, and they're maybe a little bit timid about it, or they know that this piece is working, so they don't want to rock the boat too much. So really helping them step into that next phase. So that's one thing. And then I would say the second thing is helping them create an amazing client experience. Because I believe that creating an amazing client experience is really going to allow you to create an amazing business experience for yourself, because it's going to be in tune with you and how you work and what you do. So those two things, voice and client experience.
And so many people I see who are incredible, and obviously I work in marketing, so getting that clarity around what they want to say and what is their true voice, and not trying to be like the other big people in the world and just going, you know, you don't have to be Marie Forleo, as much as we all love her and her amazing hair. You don't have to be her. We all have something to say, and our clients will engage with that as long as you are authentic, because people will sniff out inauthenticity in a second.
Yeah, totally. Agreed. I think that, so my podcast, Bring More You to Your Work, but I bring that up because I like the name, as it relates to what you're saying. It's all about bringing more of yourself into what you do, that awkwardness, that quirkiness, that weirdness, or whatever it is that really makes it you, allow that part to shine and be totally okay with that. Of course, you're going to, you know, have to feel into it, especially when you're starting, but allowing that to be a huge part of what you do and how you connect and how you make those deeper connections with your clients and with your audience.
Yeah. It's really important. Yeah. I think, is that your number one tip for all the smart women in business in the world, Maya?
I would say so. Yeah. Allow yourself to shine, right? Yeah. Whatever that is, bringing more you to your work, really showing up for that and sharing your voice, sharing the thing. And oftentimes, I guess, at least in my experience with my clients, it's like, it's this one thing or this one larger message that they want to share. It's like, you know what I really want to tell this industry?
Yeah. You know what I really want to tell my clients?
Yeah. That. Say that.
And and two, there's so many people who go, oh, can't say that. Yeah, you can. Yeah, unless it's hurtful or completely controversial. You don't have to sound like everyone else. Just be you.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah. So obviously you have your podcast, and I will link that in the show notes. So where can listeners find out more about you and your amazing work?
Totally. So MayaGaddy.com, of course. And then I'm everywhere, especially on Instagram, at MayaGaddy as well.
Oh, I love Instagram. My poor little neglected Instagram. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Maya. I will put all your links in to the show notes so people can find out more about you and how you work and what you do. And I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. It's awesome to chat with you.
Me too. You've been listening to the Smart Women in Business podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and don't forget to subscribe.